All right, then don't worry about it if you don't know it. I wrote Yankee Doodle across the top of my notes, and there's a song that I like to sing at Thanksgiving time that goes along with Yankee Doodle. Anybody here play Yankee Doodle? Where's Charity? You play Yankee Doodle? No. All right, I want to teach you this song if you don't know it. We're coming down the road the other day, me and the girls. We sing constantly in the car. We just what we do, one of the things we do. There's two things I do when we drive. I drive down the car with those two. A, I referee them. And B, we sing. Sing is more pleasurable, so it keeps them occupied. So the other day, we're driving down the road, and Chris is like, where do you come up with all these songs? But we were singing Yankee Doodle, the tune of Yankee Doodle, but it's a Thanksgiving song. And it goes like this. I'll say the words, and then we'll try to sing them. Thanksgiving Day is here again, a day of thanks and praise, and every day I thank my Lord for blessings from above. Thank the Lord with all your heart. Thank him all your days. Thank the Lord with all your heart. To him give thanks and praise. Who's heard that before? Lily has, I know that. William has. Have you heard me? So we've sung that. Oh, yes, we have. Anyway, let me sing it. And not the best, all right? So after a while, we'll pick it up. And I'm going to be watching. And when I say we're done, okay? But it may take a while. Who knows? You ready? Thanksgiving Day is here again, a day of thanks and praise, and every day I thank the Lord for blessings from above. Thank the Lord with all your heart, thank him all your days. Thank the Lord with all your heart, to him give thanks and praise. Got it? Has anybody ever heard that? Faith has heard that. That I know. Lily, all right, come on, let's pick it up now. It's not difficult. Thanksgiving Day is here again, a day of thanks and praise, and every day I thank my Lord for blessings from above. Thank the Lord with all your heart, thank him all your days. Thank the Lord with all your heart, to him give thanks and praise. One more time, a little louder. Thanksgiving, this is how I do it in junior church, by the way. Thanksgiving Day is here again, a day of thanks and praise, and every day I thank the Lord for blessings from above. Thank the Lord with all your heart, thank him all your days. Thank the Lord with all your heart, to him give thanks and praise. Now you sing it to me because I sang it to you the first time, all right? So now it's your turn. I'll start. You ready? Thanksgiving Day is here again. Pretty good. Now that's a good little Thanksgiving tune right there. Chris is like, the other day we're coming down the road, we're singing that song. She goes, I really like that tune, but I really would like some peace and quiet. Which doesn't work well when I'm in the car. Or the girls either, but anyway. I like singing those little songs. I think it's good that we learn to give the Lord thanks and praise. And maybe at Thanksgiving this year, we'll just sing that song around the dinner table. And there's enough of us to sing around the dinner table anyway, so we might just as well. Maybe you will as well. Let's do this before we get started. Open your Bibles to Psalm 29. Mrs. Gant told me to tell you, all co-op students, but what about the kids that aren't here? Yeah. All co-op kids, take your school books home. And what? Just in case there's no school tomorrow. It might be a snow day. We go by the Rome City School schedule. If they're canceled, then we're canceled. You don't need to call anybody. Just whatever TV channel it is, you watch the bottom of it, and it'll say Rome School's canceled, and then you know we're canceled. If they're an hour delayed, we're an hour delayed. If they're 2 hours delayed, we're 2 hours delayed. If Wendy's sick, they probably got to go home for Wendy. Anyway, that's what that is. So we'll keep you posted on that. So what are you going to do? The teachers are going to call everybody with homework assignments? All right. You know, when I was in school, I mentioned Lily. Every kid I know in my life, when there was a snow day, it's like, yes. When there's a day off of school, it's like, yeah. Her, when there's a snow day, she cries. Why are they canceling school? What's wrong? This is her social club, the co-op is, you know, so she's got to come to socialize. When the school bell rang when I was in school at 2:22 exactly, I was out the door. I was usually out the door by 2:23. And Not around here at the co-op, man. You got to drag these kids out of here. 3:30, they don't want to leave yet. It's like, come on, you kids, let's go. But which I guess is a good thing. But that just never fit me. And now when I'm in a hurry to do something, it's like, can we get going? No, we can't get going. So do that. Watch the television. Sing Yankee Doodle. Thanksgiving Day is here again. It'll all be good. I'd like us to stand together and read this 29th Psalm if we could. We'll have a Thanksgiving Day message this evening. And then we'll have one Tuesday night as well. And it'll be short. It won't be long tonight. Give unto the Lord, O ye mighty. Give unto the Lord glory and strength. The voice of the Lord is upon the waters. The God of glory thundereth. The Lord is upon many waters. The voice of the Lord breaketh the cedars. Yea, the Lord breaketh the cedars of Lebanon. The voice of the Lord divideth the flames of fire. The voice of the Lord maketh the hinds to calve, and discovereth the forest, and in his temple doth every one speak of his glory. The Lord will give strength unto his people, the Lord will bless his people with peace. Father, we are thankful for the peace that you give us. Regardless of the circumstances in life, we can still have joy and peace in our hearts. And Father, we thank you for who you are and for what you've done for us. Tonight, Lord, we are going to try to remind ourselves that we're to be grateful, we're to be thankful, we're to have a heart of praise to you. So I pray, God, that you would just bless now our time as we fellowship around the Word of God in Jesus' name and with thanksgiving. All God's people said, amen. Thank you. You may be seated. Before we get into what I've got to say tonight, does anybody have anything particularly, maybe by way of a testimony, that you'd like to thank the Lord for tonight? We don't need a lot of them, but we'd take a couple if we have some. Anybody at all? Nobody's thankful for nothing. Bummer. Bill? Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Any other special praises? Lily? Amen. Good. Anyone else? Pat? Amen. That's right. And we thank God for people that will bring them. Someone else? Beth? Hang on, Mark. Beth?
I'm thankful that I had the opportunity this week to be able to share a story behind the hymn and as well with my soul with one of my patients and her visitors. My roommate was in that next door, so she got to hear it too. So it's nice to be able to wait a little bit.
Praise God. Amen. In the hospital?
In the hospital.
Amen. Mark? Amen. Amen. Mark's come a long way. He got a long way to go, but he's come a long way. Praise the Lord. You know, you don't realize how precious your health is until you don't have it. Then it's like, oh. Any others? Grateful, thankful? Well, I'm thankful for my family, our church. I love our church. I love the people in our church. I thank God for his word. You know, where would we be? Where would you be without the word of God? I mean, what a book we have. So God has blessed us, and we ought to remember to be thankful for him. So Thursday, it'll be Thanksgiving. There is one book in the Bible particularly that is dedicated to praise, and that is the book of Psalms. That's why we read from Psalms tonight. By the way, keep your Bible handy, because we're going to look up a lot of Psalms tonight, okay? And if it gets long, and I don't think it will, then I'll just cut back on the different psalms that we read. But I thought about praise. So what is praise? Well, if you read a theology book, it'll say praise is a heart response that expresses itself in adoration and gratefulness. Well, I think most of us have a pretty good handle on gratefulness and thankfulness. But I happened to get out the Webster's Dictionary to look up the word adoration. And here's what it said. Adoration, ready? The state of being adorned. I thought, well, there's a real helpful definition right there. That didn't tell me anything. So I looked up the word adore. But here's what Mr. Webster says. To worship and honor is deity or is divine. We are to worship God. We are to honor God. He went on and said, to regard with reverent admiration and devotion. There ought to be a reverent admiration and a devotion to our God. To be extensively fond of. You ought to just love Jesus. You ought to love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy might and with all thy strength. You ought to just be fond of God. You ought to love him. You ought to adore him. You just ought to adore him. And then I thought about gratefulness. And so I had my Webster's out, so I looked up gratefulness just for the fun of it. He says, is thankfulness and appreciation of benefits received, and listen, and expressing it. We have experienced blessings from on high. Many, many blessings. We're a church out in the country. Every person had a vehicle here, evidently, that was good enough to get you to church. Thank God for your vehicle. All of you got here safely. Thank God that that happened tonight. You know what? Not only should you be grateful and thankful for all your benefits, but you ought to express them. You ought to thank God for them. And if you ought to be thankful to other people. And by the way, part of worship is you thank the Lord around other people. Gratefulness is also affording pleasure or contentment. I'm just very content where God has me in my life. Pleasing by reason to comfort supplied or discomfort alleviated. You know, listen, I'm not a fan of discomfort any more than the next person. So when discomfort is alleviated, I'm grateful for that. And when God supplies comfort, maybe it's a special kind of a comfort you need in a particular time in your life, God supplies that, you ought to be grateful to him. So it is to worship and honor, to be reverent toward and admire, to show devotion to because you adore him and you're fond of him, to be thankful and appreciative of all the benefits that we've received and we express it. A day to be thankful can be more than just on Thanksgiving. A long time ago, several years ago, the Lord laid on my heart, Thanksgiving Day is always on a Thursday. So I came up with, well, you know, there's a lot of things to pray for. So if you take M for Monday, M, missionaries, Monday's a good day to pray for missionaries. Tuesday, you know, Thursday, Wednesday, whatever. But anyway, I came to Thursday and I thought, Thanksgiving. Thursdays would be, because Thanksgiving is always on a Thursday. Thanksgiving would be a day that maybe I should take that day and in my prayer time on Thanksgiving, just use it for a time, on Thursday, just use it for a time of Thanksgiving. No petition, no intercessions, no nothing, just thanking God, worshiping the Lord. I don't know that that's wrong to do that. I will say again, God has blessed us. We have received many benefits from the Lord. In fact, James says, every good gift cometh down from the Father up above. Everything good in life that we have comes from God. And let me ask you something. Do we deserve it? We don't deserve it. But are we grateful for it? We're grateful for it. By the way, we really don't want what we deserve. We want mercy. Nobody wants what we don't want what we deserve. We know what we deserve. So we want mercy. Now, so that's what a little bit of what worship is and who we praise and adore and are thankful to. But who is to be praised? Well, the Lord is to be praised. And one of the things that we do is we thank him for who he is. Now, I have this poster in my office, and it's got a bunch of names of Jesus on it. You might have one home in your house somewhere. I'll just read some of them. I didn't read them. I didn't even write them all down off the poster. I just wrote a lot of them down. He's our advocate. He's the Lamb of God. He is the resurrection and the life. He is the shepherd and bishop of our souls. He is judge. He is Lord of lords and King of kings. He is man of sorrows. He's the head of the church. He is master. He is the faithful and true witness. He is my rock. He's our high priest. He is the door. He's the living water. He's the bread of life. The rose of Sharon. He's the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. He's the vine, Messiah, teacher, the Holy One, mediator, the beloved, the branch, the carpenter, the good shepherd, the light of the world, the image of the invisible God. He's the Word, the chief cornerstone, the Savior, the servant. He's the author and finisher of our faith. He's the I Am. He's the Rose of Sharon. He's a lot. And we praise Him for all that He is. We ought to never, ever stop doing that. And then the Lord is to be praised for what He has done. So for who He is and for what He has done. Now earlier, and I guess I'll say this again in a little bit, but He gave us His Word. He created us. He saved us. I guess the majority of everybody here, maybe everybody here except the young children, are born again children of God. He did that for us. I mean, Brother Case, you can never thank God enough for your salvation. You just can't. It's not possible. So He has saved us. He has given us His Word. He gives us the Holy Spirit. He guides us and He leads us and He teaches us and He directs us. Beyond that, one day He's coming back to take us home to be with Him. That's not a bad deal, is it? I've said this before. I guess I'll say it again tonight. If God never blessed me with anything more, and I'm sure He will, to be honest, but let's just hypothetically, He never blesses me with anything else. Do you know God's already blessed me more than I deserve? If it was salvation alone, it would be more than I deserve. So I'm thankful, and we praise Him. Now let's get our Bibles out, and let's turn to, you know, I should have done these in numerical order, and I didn't. Oh well, flip back and forth, go to Psalm 96. I actually, but sometimes they tape these. Not that anybody's going to want this lesson, even after it's taped. But I was going to, as everybody came in church tonight, I was going to have a card with a verse of Scripture on it and pass them out as you came in and let you read all them. But then they would have either had to run around with a microphone or it wouldn't have been on it. I guess we didn't need to tape it. But so anyway, I ended up not doing that. So try to follow along. Psalm 96:1. Oh, sing unto the Lord a new song. Sing unto the Lord all the earth. Verse 6. Honor and majesty are before Him. Strength and beauty are in His sanctuary. You know what the Lord is? He's majestic. He's majestic. Brother, somebody said awesome one day. Richard was there, Brooks. And Richard says, you know, the only thing that's really awesome is God. Nothing else really is awesome, just God. In a sense, that's probably true. Look at Psalm 138 and verse 5. I don't have these memorized, so I have to look them up too. Psalm 138 and verse 5. Yea, they sing in their ways of the Lord, for great is the glory of the Lord. Not only is He majestic, He's glorious. He's glorious. Now you think of all these things as you think about your Savior. Go to Psalm 148 in verse 13. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for His name alone is excellent. His glory is above the earth and heaven. He's excellent. You kids are taking your school books home, but when you do a test, you know what you like to see the teacher write on the top of the test every once in a while? Excellent. Might not happen all the time, but you wished it did. But that's what Jesus is. He's excellent. Go back now. You have to go back. Psalm 145 and verse 3. Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised, and His greatness is unsearchable. What is He? He's great. We have a great God. He's majestic. He's glorious. He's excellent. He's great. Go to Psalm. I'm going to try to get some of these in order. Go backwards to Psalm 101. I got like 18 of them. Well, it might not be that many, but it's a lot. I will sing, verse 1. I will sing of the mercy and judgment unto Thee, O Lord, will I sing. Well, while he is merciful and loving kindness, he's also just. You know, I'm glad that God is just and that he will judge. This encourages me. I don't know if it does you. One day God will balance the books of justice. And ultimately, we will win. He's already won. And we'll win as well. Let's see. What can we do next? Psalm 63, verse 3. This is very similar to the verse we just read. Because thy loving kindness is better than life, my lips shall praise thee. You know what he is? He exercises loving kindness. God has been shown loving kindness to us. Go backwards to Psalm 42 and verse 5. Why art thou cast down, O my soul? And why art thou disquieted in me? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him for the help of his countenance. You know what God does for us? He comforts us. There are times in our life, and some of you young people, you'll figure this out a little bit later on when you get older perhaps. There's going to be times in your life when you need comfort. And there's only one place you're going to get it from, and it's from the Lord. And you know what? That's what he does for us. And I hope you remember that. What do I got next going backwards? Then I got to turn the page and do this all over again. Psalm 18 and verse 46. We've mentioned this already, but the psalmist mentioned it too. The Lord liveth, and blessed be my rock, and let the God of my salvation be exalted. I said I know a lot of songs. Y'all know how to sing that verse? All right, at least some of you know that one. Good. But it's a great little tune to that, by the way. But you notice what it says there? The Lord liveth, and blessed be my rock. He's my rock. I mentioned that in one of his names. And let the God of my salvation be exalted. What's he do there? He provides salvation. So I said we worship him for who he is, but also for what he's done. That's another thing that he's done. He has provided for us salvation. I think that's 9, if you're keeping track. Let me turn the page here. Well, let's see how far backwards we can go. Let's go backwards to Psalm 16 and verse 7. I will bless the Lord who hath given me counsel. My reins also instruct me in the night seasons. I will bless the Lord who hath given me what? Counsels. He counsels us. See, when you don't know what to do, you know who the best counselor to turn to is? The Lord. And as you turn to his book, and as you, I've had more than one people say, Pastor, I got a question. And then through a preaching service often, or they were reading their Bible. Never mind, Pastor, you answered my question this morning, or you answered my question tonight. I don't even know what I said. But I said, good, and I'm glad about that. No, I don't have to deal with you. No, not really. It's not that bad. That sounded bad, didn't it? But God does that. He counsels us. I mentioned this one as well. This is out of order. Hang on. Psalm 20. I got to mark this off or I'm going to get all kinds of confused here. Psalm 28. I get confused easy. Verse 7. The Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusteth in him. I am helped. Therefore, my heart greatly rejoiceth, and with my song will I praise him. Ah, he's my strength and he's my shield. What's a shield do? It protects. So what's he do then? He protects us. That's what he is. He's our protector. There's another one back up to verse 6. Blessed be the Lord, because he hath heard the voice of my supplications. What's he do there? He answers prayer. Blessed be the Lord, because he hath heard the voice of my supplications. He answers our prayers. Praise the Lord. Now let's see. Psalm 103. There's a few of them in Psalm 103. Now, earlier in our introduction, I mentioned that the book of Psalms is the book of praise. You notice all these things you find in this book that you can thank the Lord for? Let's begin in verse 1. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is in me. Bless his holy name. That's a song too. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all of his benefits. That's what we've been talking about. Who forgetteth all thine iniquities, who healeth all my diseases. Now, if you look at verse 3, it says, who forgiveth all thine iniquities. What would you say he does there? He forgives. Aren't you glad he forgives? You read Ephesians 1:7, and it talks, to me, the greatest blessing in the world. God has forgiven me of my sins. That's a tremendous, tremendous thing. I got another one in Psalm 103, verse 2. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all of his benefits. I think he gives us spiritual blessings. And if you study Ephesians chapter 1, you come up with the same thing. All the spiritual blessings that you receive through him. And let's see. Oh, I missed this one. Psalm 68, verse 19. Go back to that. Blessed be the Lord who daily loadeth us with benefits. He blesses us how often? Daily. Even the God of our salvation. Listen, he blesses us daily. That's what he does. Then, I only got a couple more left. Psalm 40. I didn't get it in order very good. Well, also Psalm 124, verse 6 is the same thing, but we're closer to Psalm 40, I guess. Verse 1 through 3. I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined unto me and heard my cry. He answers prayer there as well. He brought me up also out of a horrible pit and out of the miry clay and set my feet upon a rock and established my goings. He hath put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God. Many shall see it and fear and shall trust in the Lord. You know what he did? He delivered me. He's my deliverer. Now there is a song in our hymn book. You know what, Mike? It's Force Faith and Faith. Before we leave tonight, let's sing Be Thou My Vision. Because all of these great truths are in that hymn. This is what I think. When we sing that song on a Sunday morning, and there might be some lost people here, I don't think they have a clue as to what we're singing. When we say he's our high tower, and this particular hymn book doesn't have all the verses to that song in it. In fact, it doesn't have all the verses of a lot of songs in it. Some of them actually originally had 8, 10, 11 verses in them. But it talks about how he's our high tower, how he's our buckler, and how he's our shield. Well, that's what he is, and he protects us. The last one we'll look at here is Psalm 118. If you kept notes, is that 18 of them? Nobody kept notes. That's probably safer that way, I guess. Psalm 118, verse 1. I got them all. Oh, I got one more. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, because his mercy endureth forever. Let Israel now say that his mercy endureth forever. Let the house of Aaron now say that his mercy endureth forever. By the way, if you look at the end of verse 4, his mercy endureth forever. And I think it's Psalm 139. I might be wrong, but it ends every verse with his mercy endureth forever. What do we have here? God gives us what? Mercy. We can figure that one out. And then Psalm 119. The entire psalm, what has God given us? His word. The whole psalm. The longest psalm or the longest chapter in the Bible is all about the word of God. Almost every verse in some way references God's word. Now, all of these things, beyond who he is, all what he's done, we won't take the time tonight. We could go through all of his attributes, but we've done that before, so we won't do it tonight. I mean, we serve an awesome God. He is holy, and he is love. That is his nature. And he's gracious, and he's merciful, and he's forgiving. And he's—and you know these ones. He's omnipotent and omniscient. He's all of those things. He's our protector and our provider and our high tower. He's an amazing God. It shouldn't be that difficult for you every once in a while in your prayer life to find something to thank God for, should it? I mean, come on. So we praise him for who he is and for what he has done. When do we praise the Lord? All time. All the time. Psalm 34, verse 1, don't turn there. 1 Thessalonians 5:18. The Bible tells us men ought always to pray and not to faint. We ought to be thankful for God, Paul told the church. Be thankful in everything. Everything. We are to praise him. Psalm 71, verse 14. We're to praise him more and more and more and more. And when we praise, now get this, and when we are grateful, you know what our appreciation for God does? It goes up. It increases. By the way, if you are having a hard time with somebody and you start to pray, Lord, thank you for whoever, you would be amazed at how much more grateful and thankful that helps you to become with that individual. If you're mad at your wife or you're mad at your husband, start praying, Lord, and I thank you for my husband and thank you for my wife. Grace and Marty, I got some advice for you. Just learn to be grateful. You've been married a week already. Learn to be grateful. I'm just kidding. But learn, I hope I'm just kidding, learn to be grateful and thankful for your spouse. Just learn to do that. When we praise and are grateful, especially to God, though, our appreciation goes up. You know, Psalm 59 and verse 16, the Bible talks about we praise God when we wake up. We praise by silently thanking the Lord for blessings throughout the day. We tell the Lord we appreciate him for what he has brought into our life. I was driving down the road the other day. Lily and Jamie were sitting behind me. I don't even know why. Something happened. I can't remember why. But I said, well, praise the Lord. And Lily pipes up, how come you said that? And I told her why I said it. I can't tell you why I said it today, but I told her why I said it that day. But you know, that ought to be the normal response of our life. You're driving down the road, something good happens, praise God. You see something that's good, praise the Lord. You hear a good testimony from somebody or you're having a spiritual conversation with somebody, praise God for that. You know, when Connie told me three or four weeks ago that her cancer was, the doctor said, gone, hard to believe that, but that he said that it was. You know, the first words out of my mouth, praise God. She says, the doctors can't explain it. I said, but we can explain it. God answered prayer. So we praise the Lord. We praise in the church as we sing and as we unite our hearts in prayer. Our daily devotion should have a time of praise and giving thanks to the Lord. How do we praise God? Psalm 47, 7 says we praise him with understanding. You know, you go through those Psalms, you study the attributes of God in the Old Testament and in the New Testament, you study the names of God and you find out so much about who he is. All those things, you learn how to praise God with understanding because you know what you're talking about and what you're praying about. You are to praise him, Psalm 138 and verse 1, with your whole heart. This ought not to be a half-hearted thing. You know, when we gather together for public worship, it ought not be, I got to go to church. Man, I wish that preacher would shut up. There's a ball game coming on any minute now. No, you ought to be here. I think I've said this before. You have nothing more important to do on the Lord's Day than be in the Lord's house. And that includes hunting when there's a fresh coat of snow on the ground too, all right? Hard to believe, isn't it? But it does include that. With an attitude of praise that is developed. You develop this. Paul said, I have learned whatsoever state I am therewith to be content. You learn to be grateful for the ordinary events in your life. You learn to see the benefit. Everything in life, you ought to look for the positive in it. I went home Thursday night. Chris had mentioned there was water around the wash machine a couple weeks ago, and I said, well, I probably ought to look at that. So I pulled the wash machine out. That was my first mistake. And then I pulled the dryer out. It was a mess. But you know what? Praise God that I had to pull that dryer out. You know one of the leading causes of house fires are dryers? You know where our dryer comes around, it's got it, and then it goes out around at 90? That thing was full of dust. I said, well, this could have caused a house fire. Praise God that we caught this when we did. Now, I can promise you, if that floor wasn't bad there, I would have never pulled that dryer out. How many of you pull your dryer out on a steady basis? You know, we just don't do those things. We should and clean them out, but we don't. So I was, praise God. We got this out of here. Learning to be regularly to express gratitude to other people. When they do something kind and nice to you, learn to say thank you. And when God does something and you hear something, learn to say, well, praise the Lord. Regular saying or singing praises right back to God. Let's learn to be thankful to God. Let's learn to be thankful to others. And as we assemble around our families and around our big dinner tables or whatever we do on Thanksgiving Day, let's give God thanks. Let's give God praise. And you know what? Let's make it a habit in our life. You know, we always try to get people to get the bad habits out of their life, which is a good idea. But you know, you ought to replace your bad habits with some good ones. And learning how to give God thanks and praise is a good habit to put into your life. We're blessed. You know, I'm 57. I'm going to be 57. What's the date? Anybody know what the date is? I'll be 57 within 2 weeks. I didn't think I'd ever see the date when I'd be 57, if you want to know the truth. But you know what? I've had a good life. I enjoy life. I've been blessed. Who was I talking to yet? Michelle Martinez. And we got talking. And I says, well, I forget what we were talking about. And I said, but I've had a good life, Michelle. I've been blessed. I said, all my kids are in church and serving God. And my grandkids, I get to see my grandkids. You know, I see my grandkids at least 3 times a week. I see them all every week. And that's a huge blessing. It's just a little thing in life, but that's a blessing. I always feel bad when families get spread out all over the country. I know sometimes work causes that in different jobs and military and all that. But I got to tell you, I feel like I'm a very blessed person. And I have, Bill said it good. There is a lot of things to be thankful for. And sometimes it's just the simple little ordinary things in life that you ought to learn to thank God for. Because every good gift and every perfect gift cometh down from the Father up above. Let's pray. Father in heaven, Lord, I've had a good time tonight in church. I always have a good time when we talk about praising you and worshiping you. And we mentioned that even this morning. We ought to just be excited about our times that we have to worship you and to praise you. So, Lord, as we come to the conclusion of this service, almost now, please teach us how to be grateful and thankful. Help us to remember what we've heard tonight. As we read through the Psalms and as we come across things, help us to lift up our voice, just as short, praise God, thank you, Father, just simple little things. May we also learn how to be that way around other people as we develop a heart of gratefulness for the blessings that you have blessed us with. And I thank you so much for the way that you have blessed me personally. I have had a good life. If you'd never blessed me again, I would have had a good life. So I'm thankful. Teach us all to be grateful and thankful and to be content. In Jesus' name. Amen. Ushers, would you come, please? We'll receive our offering. Faith, you might as well come to the piano now.